Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and current executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. In this episode, we explore the importance of professional development through ongoing education and how leaders can evolve their approach by cultivating a growth mindset. Let's dive in. To understand what a growth mindset is, you can look to the work of Carol Dweck. She's a researcher and pioneer in bringing the difference between a fixed and growth mindset to the masses. A growth mindset is the idea that individuals can continue to develop their intellectual abilities. A growth mindset has been found to positively impact individual performance, dyadic relationships, and organizational performance. As opposed to a fixed mindset, which is the idea that individuals are born with a fixed level of intellectual ability or other attributes. Now, I'm not saying if you want to be a basketball star like Michael Jordan that you're going to be a basketball star like Michael Jordan. You can put in tens of thousands of hours and you may not have the athletic ability. The same thing, if you want to be like Albert Einstein, you may have to read millions of hours and study and put the work in. There's varying degrees of fixed versus ability to grow. But what we're talking about here is the ability to increase aptitude, the ability to change and maneuver how you think, the ability to have a mindset where you can overcome and continue to improve instead of focusing on merely performing and achieving the same results over and over and over. It's important to note that these mindsets can operate on a continuum, and a leader can hold a mix of both fixed and growth mindsets depending on the context of the situation. So how does this apply to leadership and for leaders in the work environment? For leaders, opening yourself up to learning and reframing what success is. In business and in life, we strive for achievement. The feeling we get from accomplishing a goal lifts us up and makes us hungry for more. If we're able to open up and focus on the learning and the path to get to the end result, we open ourselves up for development and growth. It feels good to hit that high score or close your first client. It can feel even better to explore and learn what you did to get there, what you overcame, and how you can apply that to other areas so you can repeat and generate success. I recently met a friend at work who's a triathlete, which blew me away. He said he had a race coming up in 2 weeks. I said, oh, geez, how long have you been training? And when I had that question, his answer was mind-blowing. Well, the race is just a baseline for the entire season. And I sat back and thought to myself, no, wait a second. You have a triathlon that you're going to compete in. He goes, yeah, but it's only Olympic level, which I had no idea what that was. But apparently it's shorter than a half, not quite a full triathlon. Be that as it may, as we started talking, getting into this conversation, what he talked about was not just achieving the accomplishment of competing in a triathlon, which for me would have been phenomenal. But for him, it was the process of being a triathlete. Ah, now that was the difference. Being a triathlete. The nutrition tweaks. How does that affect my performance and outcomes? The training regimen that he went through. How does that affect my performance and outcomes? The triathlon wasn't the end state. It was the process to be a better triathlete, to grow and change, to get a better outcome. That was the growth mindset. That can apply to work too. Don't just repeat the same results over and over. Look at the process for how we can grow to achieve better results, different results over time. The competitive advantage of a growth mindset is where organizations can seek, and they are increasingly turning their attention to ways that they can bolster learning and performance. They can use learning and performance to improve and achieve greater innovation, creativity, and collaboration. Growth mindset gives you the competitive advantage. An example we can look to is Microsoft, Google, these companies that embrace growth mindset, psychological safety, and the learning process, not just the end result. Microsoft is already seeing the benefits in the form of more innovative ideas and products, and their employees are developing leadership skills in unexpected places at every level. Being able to bring in learning and development allows people to experience, influence, share their knowledge, which are all leadership attributes. So developing a growth mindset has so many positive outcomes. You're more resilient, and you're likely to thrive in the face of difficulty and continue to improve and strive for excellence. It's about mastery, not being the master. Staying on top of skills in the digital age of work is important for leaders and their teams. Continuous gaining of know what and know how. As you embrace a growth mindset and work on this at the team level, you begin building collective knowledge and sharing it amongst your team. Teams that embrace continuous learning are more collaborative, have increased trust, and are more effective. However, there's a balance to be struck between learning and performing. And we know that in business, you need to have both. Think of it as a cycle. You acquire knowledge, you apply knowledge, you assess the impact, and then you repeat. As a leader, you can't always be the person gone to training. We probably know the person out there who's gone to this class, that class, this event, this workshop, this conference, and they have all this knowledge. But if they don't take time to apply it, to see its impact, to share it with others, you don't get that balance. You probably also know the person, or maybe it's even you, who is so focused on performance, on achieving results, that they stagnate and don't grow. You've got to balance out that professional development with execution. If you're erring on the side of too much learning and not enough doing, you'll get out of sync with execution and you'll go in circles. You may never end up getting the opportunity to apply what you've learned. If you're so mired down in execution that you aren't taking time to explore and learn new skills or develop your own abilities or your team's abilities, you may see a lack of improvement or run into the same old problems and stagnate with no way out. Continuous learning is not only good for you, it's good for the organization, resulting in less attrition and higher job satisfaction, according to a recent LinkedIn learning survey. And as you know, or you may be aware, leaders are readers. In a 2019 article from the Harvard Business Review, there's a plethora of opportunities to learn, depending on your needs. This gives rise of the personal learning cloud. And this approach includes massive open online courses, Maven, Udemy, there's university systems, online courses, in-person workshops. There is always the traditional approach through the university system, college system, which has positives and trade-offs. And organizations can access custom programs via consultants. You have access to podcasts, blogs, knowledge on demand. The key here is variety. In the digital age, there is access to vast amounts of information and opportunities to upskill, elevate, develop, and grow. There is no excuse for not being able to pick up a book, go to an online course, making the time to learn and apply what you've had. Open yourself up to more different and various forms of learning. Learning from other people, experiential learning, shadowing somebody. The more that you learn from a variety of sources, the more access to information you have, the more access to people's experiences you have, the better learner you'll become, and you'll be on that continuous road of mastery and development, as well as being able to apply those skills within the workplace. Leaders are readers and listeners and experiencers. Stay in balance. Share your acquired knowledge and be open to learning from a variety of sources. I've learned from a variety of sources. The university system, where I got my criminal justice degree, my master's in business administration, and the most complex challenge I've overcome in academia is my executive doctorate in business administration, learning how to research and apply those tools to help solve complex problems. I've also been experienced and fortunate to have leadership experiences with cohorted programs, executive leader programs, workshops. But where I find myself learning the most is from other people. When I open myself up, not to just the program itself, but the exchange of information and learning from others at networking events, at get-togethers, those follow-on conversations open up an entire new world to things that you have not or may not have experienced. As a new entrepreneur, I can share with you the power of collaboration and learning from others and being able to open up a network. There's a fantastic, phenomenal professional I've met out in California who does creative workshops. She reached out and wanted to have a conversation to get to know me a little bit better. I learned from her the importance of collaboration and the approach to balancing competition and execution with collaborating with people, because we can give each other complementary and supplementary skills. She then linked me up with another person who had another conversation with about running a business and accounting and the analytics behind it, who then linked me up with another person who talked to me about the struggles of understanding the business cycle and when's a good time to pitch and when's a good time to not, and when are people planning their financials. See, all of this learning occurred in different forms from different people, and it was untraditional forms of learning. Traditional forms set a phenomenal foundation, but untraditional forms of learning help me continue to grow and master my skills and share information with others through their experiences. So as a leader, taking a step back to be humble and understand that whether it be members of your team or your peers or others outside of your current circle, they have something to share. They have an experience to share with you, and you can learn from them. Learning comes in a variety of places and from a variety of sources. So how can you practice and become a continuous learner as a leader? Find something that works for you. It's got to be something that works for you. My approach may not. Someone else's approach may. Take bits and pieces and pull them together. It may be a podcast, an online self-paced program, a group course, a hybrid course, who knows? Write your actions and takeaways from what you learned and the areas to implement them in. This will help you balance learning and execution. It's not just enough to acquire the knowledge. You have to be able to apply it. Make time to assess the impact your learning is having on execution of your work. Bring in other people. Ask your own team members how that change impacted them, what they would like to see done differently. Learn from their perspectives. And be social about your learning. Share what you learned, how it's helping, see who else may benefit. So remember, when leading, a growth mindset is great for you as a leader, as well as your business, your team, and your organization. And leaders are readers. You've got access to tons of information. Get out there and soak it up. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Leadership Decoded and share it with fellow leaders. We value your feedback, so please leave a review. Let us know what topics you'd like to explore next. Stay curious, stay connected, and keep empowering your teams to reach new heights. See you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me today on Leadership Decoded. To explore more of what's happening on the stacks, head over to youtube.com/onthestacks. If you want to keep the conversation going, connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're interested in learning more about leadership and team development workshops for your organization, reach out. I'd love to have a conversation with you and find out where I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Be well, my friends.